You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Drs. Joe Hyman and Eva Moya, and they're here to talk about an upcoming conference which will be taking place September 6th from 3 to 5 at the UTEP Tomas Rivera Conference Center. But they're also here to tell us a little bit about what's going on in their departments and in their programs. Eva, Joe, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Let's start, first of all, with you, Joe, because everything that we've been hearing in the news about what's been going on with the border, with the refugees, the families, the children, and your department, your program, the Center for Inter-American Border Studies, always busy doing something to inform people about what's going on.
Yes,
Share with us what's going on right now.
The Center for Inter-American and Border Studies has two roles in this. One is that we have a master's degree in Latin American and Border Studies. And we engage the students in research, oftentimes research in conjunction with community partners. So we have been having students do an asylum observatory over the past year, and some of the important information that has gone into a series of public reports from the Hope Border Institute has come from the asylum observatory run by Professor Slack. And that material will be talked about also at this conference on September 6th. So that comes out of our educational program. And we also have what I would call a community-engaged science or a public science program where we try to provide information to the public on important issues. An example of that this summer is that Jeremy Slack and I published a piece that got a lot of attention nationally that had to do with the risks posed to people who come to the U.S.-Mexico border were being turned away at the ports of entry, not allowed to enter the United States to ask for asylum, and then were being pushed back into northern Mexican border cities, which are violent environments, especially where non-Mexican migrants are at high risk. So that's an example of the sorts of activities that the Center for Inter-American and Border Studies does in conjunction with the community.
Thank you, Joe. And we'll get back to you in just a minute. But as I mentioned also is Dr. Eva Moya, social work professor here on campus. And Eva, your students have gotten a lot of experience working with these situations that Joe has been talking about. But despite that, your students are always very involved in the community.
Yes, we try. You know, at the heart of the social work profession is the ability to connect with individuals, with families, with groups, organizations, and for our students, whether they are undergraduate students or graduate students, to be exposed to social issues. Our students are trained at the art of working from the assets perspective. What does that mean? That we understand that we have big issues, but everyone has something to aportar, as we say in Espanol, to give. And so therefore, those that we serve, whether they're in immigration challenges or crisis, are individuals that bring incredible assets. So our students, yes, are in the trenches of whether it's practicum settings or under their valuable time. Like this summer, you know, the timing of this humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, where families are being separated, where children, you know, have been detained, where adults are trying to connect with services, this is an incredible opportunity for social work students to act while also being supervised. So our students have been donating time with local organizations despite either doing their internships and coming to summer classes to unite. They've also been active in joining marches, whether they're organized by agency A, B, or C, it doesn't matter. It's about being present. It's about being vocal and being informed and educated. This summer, we also did something special in the Department of Social Work. We created a special topics in social work class that focused on advocacy and social work practice. And why is that important? Traditionally, our students think through the lens of, I may want to be a clinician, and I say that's fantastic, but we don't train you as a clinician. So we want you to be generalist in your approach, and that is for you to be grounded in macro practice. And so we organized this special topic with a focus on immigrants and human rights. Perfect timing to get our graduate students to be able to understand the humanitarian nature of being an immigrant in our community. And the class was led by my colleagues out of the Hope Border Institute, which are at the forefront of also organizing the humanitarian crisis at the border. So we expose our students to an instructor that is an attorney, who's also a community organizer, who helped my students have a better appreciation of how immigration is connected to us all. And the problem are not immigrants. You know, problems, they are solutions to the major issues and the systems that have fallen apart. And so, yeah, that's where social workers are and students are. And so it's at the heart of doing service, being critical thinkers, being problem solvers, acting on critical opportunities, and exercising leadership as well.
Because we live on the U.S.-Mexico border, a lot of people will say, well, you all are experienced or have been accustomed to having immigrants coming across the border and trying to apply for citizenship or residentship. But what happened this summer was something completely different. And correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of us are probably not that familiar with asylum.
Right. And asylum is becoming increasingly important because more and more people are arriving in the United States, not just entering legally or entering without documents, just simply trying to go to work, but are arriving in fear of their lives. They're arriving in fear of corrupt police, of gangs. Gangs are oftentimes interwoven with the police, and they're arriving in fear, gendered fear, persecution, LGBTQ people, women. That in turn oftentimes connects to these gangs and police and so forth. And so we get this large number of people who are coming in and saying, look, we are coming in fear of our lives. I mean, that's been happening for a long time. It's not something that's completely new. A fair number of the people who immigrated to the United States, even at the beginning of the 20th century, came here in fear. A lot of people in El Paso were descended from people who came here in fear of their lives during the Mexican Revolution. Mexicans, Mormons arrived here, and so we're seeing the latest generation of that American story of people coming and seeking refuge. So asylum is a very, very important topic. It's always been here, but it's been brought to the front this past summer. There's an important debate in American society right now, which is, are we going to end the United States as a country of immigration, or are we going to continue the United States as a country of immigration? The people who are pushing back, who are separating families, who are denying asylum, who are militarizing the border, they don't want to just control immigration. They want to end immigration. They are now taking initiatives to reduce legal immigration. And so we're at a crucial conjuncture where people in the public are part of a fundamental debate, and it's really essential that everybody here, members of the UTEP community, students, faculty, staff, learn about these issues because they're fundamental issues, not just at the border, but for the entire country.
We are visiting with UTEP professors Joe Hyman and Eva Moya, and the upcoming conference is going to be taking place on September 6th from 3 to 5. We haven't talked about what the conference is going to deal with, basically, but it's what we've been talking about, family separation and detention, humanitarian crisis at the border. If you wouldn't mind, Joe and Eva, filling us in on this upcoming conference.
I think this is a fantastic event. What a way to start the semester, right? And to get us ready to also be active in terms of voter registration and then acting on our border rights. The theme is humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, with a focus on families and what separation does and the power of detention. And we're probably more apt to talk about the challenges. But then again, we want this venue to also help us arrive at responses. So we're looking through the lens of, yes, we have issues and problems, but what are the community individual responses that we can take? So we invite you to come to the campus. We'll facilitate your entrance into campus. And by if you register, we can give you access to a parking pass. But this is a dialogue, un diálogo, where we're bringing national, local, regional leaders and advocates. Partners from both Ciudad Juarez and El Paso, as well as some other national leaders that have been in the trenches of the theme of family separation and detention. And what is it that we want to do? We want to inform. We want to activate the engagement of individuals and citizens. We want this to have a conversation that is respectful, that might bring diverse opinions. We want to bring the voices of those that have lived through the immigration challenges. We want to really involve the community, and we want an exchange of ideas and responses. We also want to share resources that are available in the community, so we're putting together a series of resource tables so that you can pick up materials about what the local organizations are doing through legal representation, what the Mexican Consulate has made available to communities of the region as well, and what other programs are offering. The event is going to take place on Thursday, September the 6th. It starts at 3, will end at 5. It will be hosted at UTEP, the Tomar Rivera Conference Center. And you're probably saying, oh my God, where on campus is Tomar Rivera Conference Center? It's at the Union Building next to the Centennial Plaza. It's free to the public, and it will also have simultaneous interpretation, so we can move between English and Spanish. We have made special accommodations for individuals with special needs. So let us know if you are nearly in Paris so that we can make sure that we have sign language available as well. It's sponsored through the leadership of organizations, and I will just name a few, and Joe, help me augment. Hope Border Institute, the Center for Inter-American and Border Studies, the Departments of Social Work, and the Department of Political Science, Sociology Club, Phi Sigma Alpha, Political Science Honors Society, Faith in Public Life, and Gender and Women's Studies, to name a few. We do have a phone number where you can call for additional information, 747-5196.
And if you want a parking permit, you can email bjhearn, H-E-A-R-N, at minors.utep.edu. Just to let people know, those contacts are being supplied by the Center for Inter-American and Border Studies. I'd like to comment on this as the broader sense of really wonderful mission of UTEP in the border region. This is a teach-in. It's a moment of teaching about important issues. And universities, of course, in very important ways, are places where you pay money, take classes, get credits, you know, work out your degree plan. But universities are also, more importantly, maybe places where people learn, where students have the experience of learning about things that they never even imagined when they came out of high school, or where they come back from their other life and they come back to the university and they're sort of putting together their thinking about what's going on in the world around me. And I think that's a very fundamental role of a university in a community. This sort of event is something that gives us great pride because it's an expression of our sincere and dedication to education in the community.
And a lot of times we do it unknowingly or unwillingly. Sometimes we'll draw these imaginary lines among ourselves, whether it be this is for academic people, this is for this type of person, this for this type of person. But what you just said, this is open to anybody, and let them come and let their voices be heard.
Absolutely. It's free and open to the public. Specifically, the Tomas Rivera Center is on the third floor of the Union East, which is the Union building that's in the direction of the Hilton Garden Inn. And just if you go up to the top floor, it's easy to find. We really will welcome you. It's going to be an extraordinary moment where you're going to be able to talk to people who are involved in these issues from throughout the borderlands. We have a panel of students and dreamers, and students from Mexico, students from the United States, dreamers. We have a panel of immigration service organizations. It's the organizations like Las Americas, Diocese of Migrant and Refugee Services, that provide services, direct services, legal services to immigrants and families. We have a panel of advocacy organizations, Hope Border Institute, ACLU, Border Network for Human Rights. We're going to have people there who can register voters. We're going to have, I hope, maybe some voices from immigrants. I'm not sure whether that's all been. We're still in the midst of planning. But the goal of this event is to have a lot of different angles on the same subject.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. Our time is up, unfortunately, but we know if you have additional questions, you can call 747-5196. And again, this is on September 6th from 3 to 5 at the Tomas Rivera Conference Center. That's Union Building, third floor. That's Union East. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Vasil Zabanov. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.